This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, folks, we have a educational packed hour up and coming. I'm going to give you 43 quotes from what you would call some very important people, and I want you to know, notice if you see anything where there's a consistency as to who we are and where it is that we came from concerning the quotes of these highly important placed individuals in representative positions. Okay, that's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes. Before we get there, if you want to go ahead and check us out online, please do. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean on Facebook. My YouTube page is Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty, YouTube, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty YouTube. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Follow me as I follow Christ, said Paul, whose surname is Paul, turned from Saul to Paul by the Christ. And interestingly enough, you can find that in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now, for those that are calling and saying, or texting me or emailing me and saying, Bradley, can you just slow down on the scriptural references when you say them? That's why I'm saying them slower. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ in 1 Corinthians 11:1, and that's exactly what we do here. You can also take the time to read John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man's come to the Father but by me. Or you can go over to 1 Timothy 2:5, or Acts 4:12. Folks, we can go on and on and on and on. You get the point here. There's one mediator between man and God. That man, Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. We are. We're kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're getting heaven in. Amen? So here we go. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get to our main topic today, and just giving you news across the boards as to what's going on in your country once again. We have Maxine Mad Max Waters. She invents fictional MLK to justify herself. Why this woman is still in a representative power bewilders me to no end. When you look at what's going on in California under that lunatic, literally, friends, he is a lunatic. He acts in the manner of a criminal in his unconstitutional acts, in which he brings forth the Governor Jerry Brown, Maxine Waters. We have the nutcase, for a better way of saying it, Nancy Pelosi, and you have Dianne Feinstein, folks. I mean, no wonder why the state of California is is turning into a third world country to the union, and how you folks out in California let those representatives do the things that they do, I don't know, friends. I got to tell you. And as a matter of fact, I can say that all the way across the boards. But look, we have Maxine Mad Max Waters invents fictional MLK to attempt to justify herself. Also going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Obama administration ignored proper procedure in vetting illegal immigrants and their ties to terrorists, those that mean to destroy this country. Folks, you need to understand it's all purposed. We also know that Barack Hussein Obama, during his tenure as what you would call the President of the United States of America, it was interesting to note that he released 65,000 illegals that were in our prison system, friends, onto the streets of America to endanger the lives of those that he's actually called to protect. Now, just think about that. And did you also know, friends, that nearly a quarter of federal prisoners, did you know that they're illegal immigrants? That you're supporting? As a matter of fact, it costs the U.S. $1.5 billion annually. Let me say that again. Nearly a quarter of federal prisoners in the United States of America, they are illegal immigrants. They're not being imported. They're being raised up. They're being nurtured. They're being schooled on your dime, America. It's a moneymaker. You need to understand that crime is a moneymaker. The bureaucracy makes $64 billion a year. See, they love prisoners because what they do is they force them to work for whatever company that they would actually derive funds from. So it's actually a workforce while they're in prison where the prisoner doesn't get paid, but the person that is working the prisoner is getting paid. And I wish people would understand more as to what's taking place concerning what you would call the correctional facilities in the United States of America. It's making a lot of money, and you need to ask the question why it is, and who's making all of that money. But again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Obama administration ignored proper procedure in vetting illegal immigrants, ties to terrorism. Everything about that criminal's administration, friends, was criminal. Period. Period. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, here we go again. The CIA tied Jeff Bezos donates $33 million for illegal aliens under DACA scholarships. Folks, you need to understand what I'm going to say to you next. This is all by design. Donald Trump is not going to stop DACA. He is not going to stop illegal immigration. I don't care what he has told you. The steps that have been taken, every step of the way, he has been blockaded, okay? We just had a federal judge the other day stop his move to stop illegal immigration. But again, folks, what we need to understand is that judge is acting out of his scope of authority. And again, read the Constitution, Article 3, Section 1, and you can see that when they act in an unconstitutional manner or out of their scope of authority, again, it's your duty, America, listen to me, your duty to have them removed, your duty, America, to impeach them. Because if they're not going to sit during good behavior, guess what? They are getting paid working for special interest groups to destroy your country, and it's exactly what they're doing. But I also want to pull the rug from under Donald Trump, too. Hey, listen, you promised it? Do it. Regardless, we sat back and watched Barack Hussein Obama violate that and transgress that Constitution 1,160 times without the consent of Congress, the voice of we the people. So there's absolutely no excuse when it comes to Donald Trump fulfilling his promises. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Guys down at GCN again, thank you for doing a good job. We appreciate you guys down there. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to give you a heads up again. Thank you for making us right now the number one show across the boards on Genesis Communication Networks out of 89 radio stations, broadcasting live into 91 affiliates across the United States of America and into 53 countries. We love you by what we do, regardless if you're in the United States or without the United States. Let's get back to what's going on in the United States of America before we get over to the 43 quotes from very important people in representative positions in government in this country. It will give you a good idea as to who you are and where you came from. It was Woodrow Wilson that rightly said, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. Well, let's reinforce who you are. I always love giving the answers. 90% law in this ministry, 10% grace with the information that we give you. We magnify the situation, and then what we do is we give you the answers to the problems. That's what we should all be doing. And by the way, it's the church's job to give the world the answers, not to bring forth the problem. The problem is sin, but we have the answer, and the answer is Jesus Christ. That is the gospel, the good news to those that realize that without Christ, the wrath of God abides upon them. Amen? Cool. We'll get to that in just a couple of moments. Let's go back over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to highlight something that I said right before the last break. Trump knows he doesn't have to beat the media. He just has to let it beat itself. Well, that's true. That is totally true. But as we were talking about the other day, we were talking about headlines and how people are sympathizing with Donald Trump for not getting the job done. How is Donald supposed to get the job done when he has all these people obstructing his way? That was the excuse from his supporters. Now, I support the law, okay? And as long as Donald Trump is on the side of the law, I'll support Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we're not seeing a whole lot of that. We're seeing a whole lot of promises being unfulfilled here. And I want to say that to say this. You know, when Barack Hussein Obama was in office, he said, everything he said up to the point of becoming the elected president of the United States to the incumbency into the People's White House, it was interesting. He promised you everything that you wanted to hear. 5 minutes before he became the president of the United States, he had said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. He wanted to change you foundationally, okay? And that's why he went on the attack the very first week in office. Just think about that. The very first week in office, that criminal began to attack you and who you are in desecrating everybody that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. Just think about that, okay? Now, on the other side of that, we look at Donald Trump, where we look at his supporters trying to make excuses for him as to why he has not implemented the things that he has promised to implement, which are according to the law, not against the law. So, let me get this straight. Barack Hussein Obama, a foreign plant, a sodomite, we know this is a fact, okay? He transgressed. Here, let me give you the definition of transgression. Transgression is when you're driving down the road and all of a sudden a cop looks at you because you're violating posted law, speed, for example, and he tells you to pull over. He stands there, he points his finger at your car, and he gives the command to pull over. Okay, but what you do, transgression, is what Barack Hussein Obama has been doing throughout his tenure for 8 years. The American people allowed him to do this. Instead of pulling over and listening to the command of the law, the peace officer, the law enforcer, what he did, instead of enforcing that law, he tore it down and he looked at the law and he gave it the finger. That's exactly what he did. That is transgression, friends. And what he did is he put his foot to the pedal and the pedal to the metal instead of stopping and listening to the commandment. So how is it that Barack Hussein Obama could have a free hand at authorizing and implementing so many unconstitutional issues, such as the 1,160 times that he did it? But for some reason or another, Donald Trump is getting a pass by his supporters for not implementing what he promised to implement, which is lawful because of all the obstruction and all the names that people are calling him. I want you to put that into perspective. It sounds pretty ridiculous, doesn't it? But see, that's what's happening here, friends. That's what's happening here. His supporters are very hypocritical. Again, they allow Barack Hussein Obama to violate and transgress the Constitution 1,160 times without permission from we the people, Congress, which is our voice. He didn't ask for permission to break the law. And by the way, friends, criminals don't ask for permission to break the law. They just do it, okay? The American people let him do it, but they complained, and that's where they attempt to justify themselves. Well, at least they complained about it. At least they talked about it. At least they gossiped about it. At least they debated about it. But they did everything but what they should have done. And it's the same thing here in a positive with Donald Trump. Donald, you promised this is what you were going to do. Now do it. Because you have the law behind you to do it. And if you have to deal with some unconstitutional Supreme Court or court justice, as they like to call themselves, injustice is more like it in so many different fronts across the country, friends. But the fact of the matter is, again, is he needs to do what he promised to do. Because, again, he has the law on his side to do so. We also want to talk about what else is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, because I don't know why people give light to the Huffington Post. Huffington Post is nothing more than an attack dog working hand in glove with the CIA-controlled media. Okay, regardless if they know it or not, they're a bunch of useful idiots. They're immoral. They're reprobate. Folks, they give half-truths like the state-controlled media, okay? This is what they do. But for some reason, the conservatives love to highlight Huffington Post and what they did. I mean, like it's a little game, folks. And we're talking about our freedoms here. If you don't mind, Fox News has... Some of the reporters are pretty cool guys. I think Sean Hannity is a pretty cool guy. And the reason I think he's a pretty cool guy is because he had actually stated about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty that we're bigger than life. No, what he sees is he sees the Lord that I serve. Okay, but in saying that, I remember at one particular time, Sean Hannity was talking about something that Barack Hussein Obama was doing. This is 3, 4, 5 years ago. And this was only adding insult to injury concerning the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama's administration against we the people. And I remember one time Sean Hannity said, from Fox News, he said, you know, it's not like it's personal. Hey, friends, I want to set that record straight, because to Sean Hannity, he's got to speak for himself. It may not be personal to him, but it's personal to me because I come from a military family. Okay, and members of my family actually fought, bled, and in some cases died fighting against tyrants, or so we're told, by magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against tyrants, again, or so we're told. I'm not going to stand back and give Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, or any other criminal, Paul Ryan, we have a drug dealer, McConnell, we have, Maxine Waters, as I was talking about earlier, Jerry Brown, Mark Dayton, folks. These folks are criminals. In how the American people have taken upon themselves to give them a pass, to go ahead and desecrate what our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us. How is it that, America, you have given them a pass to go ahead and do the things that they want to do when they run counter or antithetical to what our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us? I mean, just think about this. Our veterans go over to Afghanistan. They go to Iraq. Our media tries to justify an unjustifiable war, but they use the young people of this country to fight and bleed and die for their gain, because that's really what it comes down to, said Mr. Smedley. How is it that for some reason or another that when they fight and bleed over there in Afghanistan, in Iraq, how is it that we're fighting against tyrants in third world countries, but for some reason or another, the American people give a pass to those that operate in our government as, well, self-proclaimed representatives, and you know all the while they're working for special interest groups? How is it that you've conditioned yourself to say that it's okay for our boys to go fight against criminals in third world countries, but not here in our own backyard? And I brought this up some time back concerning Kim Jong in Korea, taking it to the present. Isn't it interesting that the said president of the United States of America, instead of cleaning up and bringing back the rule of law into the United States by dealing with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack and Mike Obama, folks, and the list goes on, and the Pelosi's, and the Paul Ryan's, and the Feinstein's, and the Jerry Brown's. No, for some reason, they get a pass here, but they want to condition you to believe and raise up your kids to go fight for them in a third world country, when in fact, in many cases, they're worse here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Oh my goodness. I'm looking at the headlines right now across the United States of America. Ugh. Getting back to closing up my point concerning Huffington Post, do you remember the other day? Actually, it was yesterday. Fake Muslim hate. Police find no evidence of scissor attack in a Muslim girl because she wore a hijab. Remember we highlighted that yesterday, friends? Well, going back to the Huffington Post, who's running right along with the problem concerning the CIA's narrative through the state-controlled media. And keep in mind, all there's 6 corporations worldwide that own different media resources and outlets, friends, just so you know. That's how simply it is being created and controlled. But the Huffington Post, you know the girl that I just highlighted who lied about hijab attack by Islamophobia? According to the Huffington Post, she deserves an apology. They want you to give her an apology. Why are these outlets so busy trying to defend those that are allegedly responsible for attacking America in 2001? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Do we want to listen to our forefathers yet, namely James Madison, the 4th president of the United States of America, known as the father of our Constitution? I mean, just think about it, friends. 56 of those signers understood what a tyrant does. And that's why they threw him off. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. When you get a moment, please read Leviticus 26:15. When you get a moment, please read Leviticus 26, verse 15. But why is the Huffington Post saying that this little girl who lied deserves an apology from you? Come on, you got to give her an apology. I mean, the little girl who's being used as a little pawn, to create more division in the United States of America, and again, using totalitarian methods, as they smack your face and pull your hair and then to cry victim, you owe her an apology. No, the law needs to be dropped down on her parents for creating a crime that didn't exist. She wants to accuse the innocents of something that she is guilty of committing. But again, according to the Huffington Post, you owe her an apology. Come on, man. You guys owe her an apology. I mean, the 11-year-old girl made a mistake that grew and grew until it became an international story. She's not sorry. But anybody that called her out for her crimes should apologize to her. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. And folks, I see, by the way, I see it in the church all the time. I see where people want an apology for telling them the truth. Well, you know, as they say, you're barking up the wrong tree here. You are. Go bark somewhere else. Because this is, again, absolutely ridiculous. But America, it's happening. It's happening. I spent all day yesterday sharing with you self-inflicted hate crimes by Muslims only to accuse Americans of crimes that they are guilty of committing. Let's get to a positive. You know, as I say, we highlight what's going on across the country, but you know, the fact of the matter is, instead of magnifying the crime, let's magnify the law against the crime so we don't have to deal with criminals, which we always will. But the fact of the matter is, let's teach criminals the fear of God, which causes them to depart from lawlessness, period. Cool? And it can be filial, but if they want it to be diabolical and they want to live the rest of their lives with a rod over the top of their head, they can do that too. And there's a whole lot of that going on in this country today. And it really saddens me in so many different aspects. It really does. Go see your probation officer. Those are the people that just don't get it. And yet people live that way. Yeah, that's the choice that they make. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I've set before you. Life and death, blessings and cursings. Choose life that both you and your seed may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. And don't tell me how everything that we do in this life that the devil made you do it. He didn't make you do nothing. You made the choice. We're to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the word of Christ. And if it continuously wars against us, we have the shield of faith. We have the helmet of salvation. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We have our loins girt about with truth. We have our feet shod with the preparation of the readiness of the gospel of peace. And folks, even better than that, we have the sword of the Spirit. Oh, Ephesians 6:12. And it's also interesting, friends, read the whole of it after. Ephesians 6:12. Read the whole of it after. We're to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And why do we do that? Because blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Life is promised to them that love him. And we only find him when we seek him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Okay, so here we go. With the inauguration of the now President Donald Trump as the 45th president, all the usual suspects from the militant atheist crowd have been trying to block the Bible from being used. You know, isn't it interesting? Atheists spend so much time warring against a God that they themselves decry. They want everybody else to say that he doesn't exist. You know, and the Bible tells us in Psalm 14, the fool has said that there is no God. And I want to tell you something, friends, it's true. Not that I need to validate the word of God. It's the other way around. But the fact of the matter is, firsthand experience, it is true. I mean, a building has a builder, right? A painting has a painter, right? But creation doesn't have a creator? Okay. I'm not even going to go there with you. These people are fools for their pains. But they want you to believe everything that they have to say. They want to block the Bible from being used for inaugurations. Why? If God doesn't exist, then you don't have anything to worry about. You spend your whole life fighting against someone that you decry and claim that you don't believe in. I mean, it reminds me of Voltaire. You guys all know who Voltaire was, right? The philosopher that these people love to use. Voltaire was a philosopher, and he said that he was going to take the Bible and the 12 apostles and the memory of them, you know, those stinky fishermen he called them, and he's going to make them a thing of the past. He's going to make them a relic, along with the Bible, a thing of the past. It's interesting because when Voltaire died, for those that did not know, the maid in his home said that when she watched him die, he asked for a preacher, which his friends did not respond favorably to. But she said it was watching him as if he was falling into the flames of hell. This is what she said. And it's also interesting to note that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The Lord will get the last word in there. And I also want to say this too. The Lord doesn't have pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's man's choice to refuse such an awesome salvation offered unto us through his Son, Jesus Christ. But what you need to know is that Voltaire's house, after he had died, 50 years later, was actually used to reproduce Bibles throughout the world. God is not mocked. You know what these atheists are, friends? Let me tell you what they are. They're angry with God because God didn't give them something that they wanted. And I want to tell you why the Lord doesn't give us everything that we want. Because it reminds me of a story where a guy said that, you know, he loved his kids so much and all of his friends had television sets. So he went and got him a television set. And he said that every time that he came back home, he noticed that his kids cared, or his kid in this particular case, cared more about the television set than he did his dad. So you know what he did? He got rid of the television set. And how many people today are angry with the things of the Lord because the Lord knows best? He knows what's in the heart. And you need to understand that, folks, the heart is desperately wicked. It's deceitful. And the Bible says, who can know it? And the way of a man is not within himself. So therefore, if it's not within himself, we're a fool to trust in our own heart, the Word also says. So we have to trust in the Lord. See, they want to have it their way. It's idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. They want to have it their way, and they expect God to accommodate everything that they want rather than what they need. See, they want the hand of God. They don't want the heart of God. And a true Christian wants the heart of God and the presence of God more than he cares about anything else. And by the way, that's why King Solomon received everything else, because he came secondary to him. And when we read Matthew 6:33, going to the New Testament, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. They'll be added unto you after the fact. When God has the heart, whatever comes with it, so be it. It's his call, not mine. And by the way, that also makes him the one that has to take care of whatever he gave me, because he's the one that gave it. And boy, oh boy, is he a generous God. And I'm not talking about the goods that we have. I'm talking about the generous God in which he has worked. His presence to us matters more than anything in all the world. And it reminds me of what Jesus said to the rich young ruler in Mark 10. Go and sell all that you have. You know, he tried to justify himself by saying, I did all that you've done or wanted me to do through your commandments. But the Lord said, wait a second, this one thing you lack. And Jesus went right to the heart and he pulled the rug and he said, go sell all that you have and take up your cross and follow me. And remember, it was Jesus that said, it's easier for a rich man to go through the eye of a needle than it is for him to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let me say it this way. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Lose the world, gain your soul. God wants the heart, folks. Everything else is secondary to that. And once he has your heart, you're not going to care about what you get anymore anyways.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Oh, Bradley, you're a long-winded brother. You know, let me make one more point there, please. I'd rather go with the Holy Ghost than what I have in front of me, but this is good content, and I'm still going to get to it, I promise. Promise. I remember it's been said that, you know, some people are so poor, that's all they have is money. And I want you to put this into context, because there's so many people that ask the Lord for wealth, only to take their hearts away from Him. We need to look at it through His eyes. We need to take a look at it through His perspective. God doesn't give us things, and sometimes He'll give them to us when we're ready for them, rather than when we think we're ready for them. Or for them, I'm sorry. So don't get your, you know, as they say, your undies in a bundy here, friends. You got to slow things down. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And oftentimes when the Lord makes you to wait for things, it's only a test to prove what's in your heart. Do you love Him or nay? And that's why He tested the children of Israel for 40 years. But I want to tell you this from firsthand experience. In His presence is more than anything else in the world. That's what you always want in return. The Bible says that we're His inheritance and He's ours. So guess what? That's where the fulfillment is in Christ through and through, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. So don't be like those people that have all this wealth, friends, and they lose their souls. Because I want to tell you, to all those people that think that's the answer, it's just not the answer. And when you look at people that are being buried, namely when you see them driving down the road in a hearse, You don't see a luggage rack there, do you? No, Paul said you came into the world with nothing and you're going to leave with nothing. Keep your heart right. Keep your heart right and don't get angry at God for teaching you what he wants to teach you. He is in all things, friends. Rest assured. In the lessons, pay attention to the details in the lessons that he's teaching you. And stick to the word. Know the doctrine. Let's get over to this, friends. 43 quotes from very important people, as you would call them. George Washington said it would be peculiar and improper to omit this in the first official act, my fervent supplication that the almighty being who rules over the universe. Isn't that interesting? And then what he did is he picked up the Bible during his inauguration, and when he did that, he opened it up to Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses, and he kissed the Bible. Isn't that crazy? John Adams spoke of a decent respect for Christianity among the best recommendations for the public service. Of course! He's the great liberator. Thomas Jefferson prayed to that infinite power which rules the destinies of the universe. Wow. All these references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. James Madison invoked the guidance of the Almighty Being. James Monroe noted, we cannot fail under the favor of gracious providence. John Quincy Adams quoted scripture, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh in vain. Amen. Andrew Jackson referred to the goodness of that power whose providence mercifully protected our national infancy. You know, it's also interesting to note, if I had more time, I could tell you about a faithful preacher named Mr. Cargill who was willing to tell the president the truth. And because of that faithful witness that delivers souls, he was willing to tell President Andrew Jackson what nobody else was, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the church's message right there. There is no other message. But because he told them the truth, all those that came to see President Andrew Jackson, they sat there and they cared more about that which was highly esteemed among men. And Peter Cargill was the only one that understood that it was an abomination in the sight of God. He had to be the faithful witness because he seen other religious people that went to see President Andrew Jackson during that time weren't willing to tell him the truth. Peter did. And because of it, the president went after him and he told him that if I could find 100 men like you, I could change this country. Where are those men? Where are they? Andrew Jackson got saved because of that faithful witness that said what needed to be said, regardless if people want to hear it or not. You have to tell people the truth because that's what love does. That's what love was sent for. Not to compromise. Let love be without dissimulation. Romans 13, Jesus said. The Holy Ghost said. The word of the Lord was inspired to say through men. He read the Bible 7 times. And you should see the last words that President Andrew Jackson wrote to his family concerning his salvation and the Word of God and his family's well-being in Christ. Martin Van Buren looked to the gracious protection of that divine being. William Henry Harrison warned of the false Christ whose coming was foretold by the Savior. I can tell you who the false Christs are. They're the disobedient sons and daughters of Belial, sons and daughters of Satan. They're lawless. They break the law. These are the people that do what they want to do. Today you would know them as Saul Alinsky disciples. Okay? William Henry Harrison warned of the false Christ whose coming was foretold by the Savior. John Tyler invoked the protecting care of an ever-watchful and overruling providence. James K. Polk prayed, I fervently invoke the aid of the Almighty Ruler of the Universe. Zachary Taylor gave thanks for the goodness of divine providence. Millard Fillmore, all presidents, mentioned Almighty God when he announced the death of his predecessor. Franklin Pierce mentioned the nation's humble acknowledged dependence upon God. James Buchanan declared, I must humbly invoke the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham Lincoln stated, intelligence, patriotism, Christianity, and a firm reliance on him who has never yet forsaken this favored land are still competent to adjust in the best way all of our present difficulty. That guy, I am telling you, man, Abraham Lincoln, he said the right things and he did the wrong things. in so many different ways. And today he's being praised as a great man. Andrew Johnson noted, duties have been mine, consequences are God's. As a matter of fact, John Quincy Adams said the same thing, similar to that. Duties have been mine, consequences are God's. Ulysses S. Grant told us, I asked the prayers of the nation to Almighty God. Rutherford B. Hayes said he was looking for the guidance of that divine hand. James Garfield stated, I reverently invoke the support and blessing of Almighty God. Chester Arthur spoke of relying on aid concerning the divine providence. Glover Cleveland in 1885 noted, and let us not trust to human effort alone, but humbly acknowledge the power and goodness of Almighty God who presides over the destiny of nations. Amen. The word says that he is the governor of all nations. The word says that his throne is where he sits, and the earth is his footstool. And the Bible tells us that the government is upon the shoulders of his son in the book of Isaiah. Cool. Benjamin Harris said, we may reverently invoke and confidently extend the favor and help of Almighty God. William McKinley declared, our faith teaches that there is no safer reliance than upon the God of our fathers. And Theodore Roosevelt thanked the giver of good who has blessed us all. Well, William Howard Taft mentioned our need for the aid of the Almighty God. Well, Woodrow Wilson spoke of God helping me. And Warren G. Harding referred to God's intent in the making of this new world republic. John Calvage, Reagan's model president, stated that America seeks no empire built on blood and force. The legions which he sends forth are armed not with the sword, but with the cross. Amen. Oof. Whoa. Great quote, dude. Great quote, dude. Listen to this. John Calvin Coolidge. Okay, I'm getting into daddy-son talk here. Sorry, forgive me. I feel like I'm talking to a bunch of kids at a high school assembly. Sorry. America seeks no empires built on blood and force. Listen to our forefathers. The legions which sends forth are armed not with the sword, but with the cross. That is powerful, friends. Herbert Hoover asked for the help of Almighty God. Franklin D. Roosevelt humbly asked blessings of God and his guidance. Why? Because of the overwhelming Christian populace. Right? Remember what I said before? Behind closed doors, these representatives believe in all the gods. But in front of the people, they believe in the gods of the people that they are communicating with. Harry Truman referenced that all men are created equal, but they are created in the image of God. Dwight Eisenhower opened in prayer, Almighty God, as we stand here at this moment. John F. Kennedy stated, here on earth, God's work truly must be our own. Lyndon B. Johnson referred to the oath I have taken before you and God. And by the way, don't forget that Satan himself quotes Scripture. We can see that. Read 2 Corinthians 11. Richard Nixon spoke of being sustained by our confidence in the will of God. I said that for the very reason I've heard the FBI tapes with Lyndon B. Johnson, John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, and folks, they have filthy, rotten mouths. Gerald Ford said, let us restore the golden rule to our political process and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate. It is Jesus who gave us the golden rule. Matthew 7:12 said Gerald Ford. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.